The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
It's a whole new world Lance has opened up for me.
Look at this move.
People jumping on each other with their clothes on.
Yeah. Jamaican dance hall.
It's Jamaican?
Oh, yeah. See these moves?
I don't know that she... Okay.
And once you hit one of them, now it turns into, oh, if you like that video, why don't you watch this guy and this girl doing things in a Jamaican dance hall.
Yeah.
With Akon. And did you see that? Was that aggressive or not?
That was really aggressive. For those of you just joining us, it's hard to describe. It's Akon. That was Akon.
Was it a concert? It's a dance hall queen that it's a strongly sexual
grinding.
Yes.
No, not more than that, though. They were jumping on each other's privates.
It was a physical. Yeah. It was almost, it was a consensual physical assault.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
Right. Where that lady jumped up in the air and did a split in midair. And as she's probably 4 feet off the air, and as she lands, bang, right on him as he's laying on his back, on his groin.
Hard on each other. I would just, I don't know that it, that's, I don't know. I didn't know that existed, that those things. But they do. Okay. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us on ESPN 97.5. Your Astros look like crap. They've dropped four in a row, two of them to this Tiger team that's just destroying them and is hitting, knocking the ball out of the stuffing out of the ball. 11 home runs given up in these last four games. 11. That is bad. And they just can't keep it in the park at Minute Maid. So that's not a good thing. This team will hit better and it will pitch better, I would think. But it's in a, you know, what a horrific, after a great road start, a horrific homestand so far.
Yeah, they're on the verge of giving back the great start. They lose tonight, and all of a sudden, all that great work you did is now you're back to even.
Yeah, if they give it up tonight, or they can leave here and head to Seattle with two games over 500, which would be nice. 10:05 on ESPN. Looks like it's going to rain all day long.
So that means what for
no
you?
No golf. Hmm. Poker.
Poker. Poker is the switch.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to bait. It's a switch thing. It's a bait and switch. Okay, it's time to go play poker now since there's no golf today. That's all.
What do you...
What the hell?
I don't know what he's doing. He's just so loud. Noisy. He's disrespectful is what it is.
It is disrespectful.
He's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
He couldn't have... He had to show you Jamaican dance hall videos instead of doing all this during the break.
No, and then he's just banging around like he's in a Jamaican dance hall.
Stop treating that chair like some like scantily clad woman.
Like it's,
knock it off.
It's got a thong on.
Yeah, you're treating that chair like you want to jump on it.
So two teams have said that Seattle and Denver said they are not going to come for voluntary workouts.
Yeah, and there was another team added to the list. At least I saw it on the ESPN bottom line. I think the Bucks may be a third team who won't be
doing that. Don't they have a point? One of them said, hey, we did just fine last year. We're fine without it.
Did Denver do just fine?
No. And Seattle made the playoffs. So.
True. Won the division, I believe.
No, but I think the league did just fine without
it. Yeah, it wasn't like we didn't notice a drop off in play.
I think if they could have them there 12 months a year working, you know, with maybe, I don't know, a week off every year, teams would do that.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, once you get into management and coaching, that you're just like work, 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 work. And now players are like, nope, we ain't doing all that.
There are ways to do this without the demands previously placed on us.
I mean, listen, you ever been down on a field, in an NFL field, it is the collisions, the speed, the brutality, that it, your body was not meant for this. And so I'm of the opinion that you need to really give it a break. And if you've got to be back at work in March and April after, you know, you just finished up in January, if you've got to be back out there doing it again, I'm a believer. Give that body a rest.
Yeah.
I don't think this is bad at all for everybody.
Now, the NCAA gets a lot of criticism, and rightfully so, but that whole 20-hour work week thing, now, coaches find ways to maneuver around it. They just have unsanctioned workouts.
Well, strength and conditioning coaches don't have any limitations.
But the 20-hour workout rule is certainly a good thing, because coaches would just take advantage. Hey, let's get in a couple. No, I'm tired, coach. Yeah. Give me the rest.
Well, and you know, I don't know if it's a dirty little secret, but there isn't a strength and conditioning coaches are vital to every program, and maybe as important as a head coach in a lot of now. Head coaches make a huge difference. You see guys go places and they win right away because of that head coach, but they lean on their strength and conditioning. There isn't a strength and conditioning coach that ever says, you know, I think we need to take a break.
You need to back off.
It's never, ever, ever, ever been said by a strength and conditioning
coach. There's always one more you can do.
They're the worst. I mean, the most work-hungry people in the world. I mean, they just think the more you do, the better. Now, and I just believe that these kids need to, you know, there's got to be. And of all the people that don't have any regulations on time, the strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah, they're allowed to manage your workouts throughout the summer. And then even for on-field work, they can be the person observing because they're the strength coach.
Yes.
So if you want to get some 7-on-7 stuff in or have your lineman out there doing some work, not in pads and stuff, you want it to be somewhat sanctioned, you just throw the strength coach out there and his team out there, and they can watch stuff and make sure nothing goes wrong. Right now, they're talking about it right now on ESPN. It's the Bucks, the Seahawks, and the Broncos who are saying, we're going to skip voluntary workouts. And I don't think it's a big deal.
No, I don't think it's a big deal. And it's OTAs. It's OTAs, people. And they added that is something. Back in the day, you went your whole off season and then you went to training camp. Back in the day. Then they added
mini
camps. Then they added OTAs. Then I mean, it just, and now it's just like, well, we just want you here. We just want
all
our hands
the time.
On you. All the time. And you know what? NFL, and I can't blame the players. Oh, nah, look it was fine. You know what? Give us a break. We're here for you when you make all your money. We're fine.
You're giving us an extra game to play. Just, hey. Yeah. And this is only three teams. I wonder if it'll become a bigger thing league-wide that the players will get together and go, nah.
Right.
We're not going to do this.
Well, they do have, you know what? Those, it's not like those are teams that are, Tampa now certainly makes a difference. Tom Brady leading the way.
And Russell Wilson, too.
Russell Wilson. Denver.
Not so much.
Not so much. They don't have anybody that's like, yeah, and you know, but it's Colorado. We're going to do what we do, bro. Okay. I think they're all stoned and they don't want to go in.
Well, they are the second most liked state in the union.
That's right.
Right behind Hawaii.
Right. And you know why? Because people don't work there. They ski. They
smoke weed.
They smoke weed.
Eat edibles.
They cycle.
Yeah. It's a fun place to be if you don't have anything to do.
It's illegal to idle your car.
Like you mean like sit in the parking lot with your car?
They don't even want you idling at a stoplight.
Yeah, you're ruined. Oh, they want you turning your car off?
Turn your car off. It's a stoplight.
Really?
Yeah. I was there and went to a Telluride once, and we just pulled up into a parking spot and we're sitting there. Turn your car off. Turn it off.
Is that everywhere or just in specific
places? Yeah, probably. No. I don't think in Denver.
You can't do that. No, like, my car has automatic shutoff.
So, yeah.
And it just annoys me more than that. I just don't like it popping off. But yeah, I think it's in the places you frequent in Colorado.
Well, what do you mean the places I frequent?
You go to some places that are certainly more woke than others.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
The places,
well, because I'm woke, Johnny.
No, or just the places you like to go just happen to have that mentality. Like,
no,
Telluride.
I'm woke, Johnny. I a lot of times I'm like I bring it to those places.
Is that so? What did you who did you say something about in the break? I don't remember, but it wasn't woke at all what you said.
Oh yeah, no. Oh yeah.
Why doesn't he just get? I was like, John.
Well, That's woke. I'm part. You know what? I'm an ally. That's why.
To who? You're not
fine,
an ally.
I'm fine with
you
that.
Didn't even mention the biggest story in women's sports in the city.
What? That the Bachelor's gay?
No, that's not women's sports.
Oh,
what is that?
Well, he had a bunch of women there. Yeah,
that's not sports. I know you call it the hunt. Everybody? I know you call it the hunt or the chase, but that's not a sport.
Oh.
Yeah, if you missed it because it happened on John's network of choice, Good Morning America. Colton Underwood, I guess, is his name. The one everyone's like, wait a minute, you're a football player and you weren't interested in girls that much? Like, wasn't that his story? Like, he was focusing on his career, so he didn't have much time for to
and
be
then
with.
It turns out.
Turns out he actually.
Why did he go on The Bachelor if he wasn't interested
well,
in
Well, turns
icky
out
girls?
He was. Icky. He turns out apparently he hated himself for what he knew himself to be, so he was trying to deny it. He was in a, he got in a relationship with one of the women from The Bachelor. That didn't turn out great. At the end, apparently he stalked her and put a tracker on her car.
What?
Yeah, at the end.
Why does he care about her? He's gay. Why would you put...
I just explained it to you. He was trying to pretend that he was something he wasn't.
Uh-oh.
So he said he truly loved her, but it didn't work out, like I said. The stalking stuff. Went on Good Morning America, told the world he's actually a gay man. But no, that's not what I was referring to. I was referring to the incident here with the Dash. There was a player from a different team who was talking with her boyfriend after the game, and one of the security personnel from the stadium was like, hey, if you keep talking so close to her, we're going to arrest you, to the boyfriend, I guess. And she was like, oh, is that just those protocols? Then she looked around and goes, huh, all the Dash players are doing the same thing with their families, and they're not getting arrested.
Well, she was on the other team, though.
No.
She wasn't on the Dash, right?
No, she wasn't.
She was a visitor.
Dash. Yes.
And she should be arrested.
For what? Talking?
Yeah, for talking. You're an out-of-towner. You don't come in here and try to talk to people.
Is that a rule?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. You're not part of our team.
She added in her tweet that, why are you not telling all the white players to do that?
Because we don't need that. We don't need that here.
Well.
We don't need you talking.
The Dash initially said
close that. Close talking in our city.
To your boyfriend. The
go
Dash,
to your city and close
the,
talk.
The Dash initially said, well, that's just us following safety protocols. And then when they got more information, you know how it was all the white players were left alone. Ah, yeah. Then they went into that whole, we're one of those organizations who promote blah, 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 blah. So they had to issue a second statement.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not an ally. You didn't even know that story took place.
Yeah. No, I knew it took place.
Are you, though?
Yeah, ally.
You
I
just
mean, it's important. It's the Dash.
If
it's first and foremost on my mind.
And you told her you're an out-of-towner. You can't talk to people.
Yeah. Don't be
no
talking.
Close talking.
Don't close talk in our town.
To your own boyfriend, you can't close talk?
And close talk, okay? Mm. Oh, is that a port in a storm here on the road?
Wait a minute.
Is that a port in a storm?
Wait a minute. But the Dash players are close talking. That's allowed?
That's right. Because we know that they're probably married, okay? Because our Dash players wouldn't be close talking to any boys. Not our Dash.
I'm not going to.
1015 ESPN.
I'm just going to.
975-713-780-3776.
ESPN 975. Please stand by.
I'm in love with the go-go.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here on the show, you're more than welcome. I'm looking through Yuli's season last year. He had three multi-hit games. I don't know. This is 2020. It seems like there's more games here. He had more than that, multi-hit games. So, but Yuli's on a tear early on here. He is really, really knocking the snot out of the ball right now. And he's been pretty much alone in this homestand. They're not knocking in runs with in critical situations. They're not putting together hits in innings. They're not. There's no merry-go-round going on. They're not having big at bats. And that's gotta change. They gotta do better at this. They gotta give these guys. You know, if you give up three runs now, if you're an Astros starter, McCullers gives up three tonight. Did the Astros win?
Doesn't seem like it. Doesn't not seem early. Like. You better not give up that three early.
Now, Tyler Boyd was a guy that the Astros were looking at. They liked him a lot. I think Luno was looking at him in trade talks a couple of years. Yeah, it was Luno. It was either. Might have been the year before last. Might have been in 19. He was looking at Tyler Boyd. He wanted him. I think he's got nice spin rate. And maybe even just being close to Brent Strom, it makes you better. Just somehow getting that Brent Strom heat makes you better. But he was really good, and the Astros looked really bad at the plate. But the Tyler Boyd has something that the Astros coveted just a couple of years ago. So, I mean, there's no shame there. What the shame is that the Astros pitchers are getting beat up by this lineup. That is, it's almost embarrassing.
And particularly how they handled the, not that the A's are spectacular, but they are the defending champions in the West. And you went through the Angels and you lost the game, but made out fine there. And all of a sudden you get home and you play Detroit. And it started with Oakland too. The second game of the Oakland series, right?
Yeah.
And that two-gamer.
And then, since then.
Yeah, it's been terrible.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So somehow, some way, somebody come up with a big hit tonight.
How about we get through three innings without giving up a run?
That'd be nice.
That'd be a nice way to, you know, relax everyone. Okay. And if McCullers is going to be cast as a stopper early in the year, this is his opportunity to stop this losing streak. This is your job. You're the $17 million man, I guess. Be the stopper.
Be the stopper. Yeah. I mean, you just got, yeah, this is what you need. It's not closer. It's the stopper. You have to stop the bleeding.
Yeah. And even if it becomes something where your team only can scratch three runs across because they're not seeing the ball well, they're not hitting the ball well, oh, well. Now, your job's to hold this bad Tigers lineup down.
Jake Odorizzi has pitched better in this ball. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to pitch better than he pitched last night. But he has pitched well in this park. I saw him. I think it was with the Marlins, and he just shut the Astros down. And I was like, what the hell? He said he's got to go to talk to Verlander about how to pitch with these Crawford boxes. This is something. This is like back in 2000 when the Astros were scared of that whole staff. And they're coming off the 99 team, which was a really good team that lost in the postseason to the Braves, but really, really good team. That new, they moved over to Minute Maid Park, and they were like, holy crap, this is totally different than the Dome. And they got lit up because they were afraid. They threw everything over the plate because they were afraid to pitch inside to right-handed hitters because they thought the Crawford boxes, they'd just get destroyed. Well, it's the exact opposite. You got to throw inside. You've got to come in. And you got to keep it down. And he likes to throw high pitches. And so he said, I'm going to go talk to Verlander because Verlander likes to work high too. So we'll see whether or not that's going to, in any way, talking to Verlander should help everybody. Anybody who's a pitcher talking to Verlander should help. But Odorizzi, you know, smart guy. He said, you know what? I'm going to talk to Justin Verlander about this because he's Justin Verlander. And I would hope that Justin Verlander is helping these guys out. You know, seeing as how he's making $35
million.
And not doing
anything else?
Well, he's making $35 million.
Might as well do something.
Might as well help some pitchers.
Well, he might not be here next year, but a guy who will be, did you see? Not big news, but Maldonado signs an extension. You know, it's weird. Just the guy who your part-time catcher and, you know, hitting under 100 right now, just sign him to an extension. All willing. What? That couldn't have waited. Like, what? You couldn't have found an upgrade? Why are we just guaranteeing him roster spot next year?
Yeah, I don't know. They really like Machete. I think they love him behind the plate. I think the pitchers love to throw to him. And that's kind of a big deal.
Yes, it is.
It
just seemed like...
You'd think he...
You might wait a little bit.
Well, you think you could find a better hitter or something.
Yeah, and you just give a roster spot
now,
up
last
to him.
Last year, he came up with some home runs. Remember, he was, yeah, at a time when the hitters were really, really bad, he was actually not so bad for a little while.
He hit 215.
Yeah, that's what he is. He is what he is.
That's what he is. I just thought as I saw that news come across, that needed to be done. I don't know, 11 games into the season.
Well, you get it out of the way.
Are we worried about Maldonado dipping out at the end of the year?
You want to get those big deals out of the way early so you can work on other stuff.
He had to get Isaiah Hartenstein a deal. Is that what happened?
Yeah. I mean, you get that out of – I don't even want to be worried about – you know what?
I don't want to talk to you once the season's over.
Well, the important guys won't talk to you during the season.
Yeah, Carlos is – at least Carlos is leaning in that direction, certainly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Carlos, I ain't talking to you during the season. Well, we'll see. If we make you a $30 million offer, do you think Carlos will?
I think all of a sudden those phone calls get answered.
And it was kind of surprising to me that Carlos was hitting fourth last night. I kind of feel like they're like, man, we got to show Carlos that he ain't worth all that money.
Well, he
we don't pay a number six hole hitter $25 million a year. So Carlos, step aside, okay?
Well, he didn't respond well.
Get away from the mirror, Carlos.
Didn't respond well hitting fourth.
No, 0-for-4. Didn't look good. You know, and I was talking to a guy who knows him really well, and this is risky business for Carlos. I mean, I've taken a 100. Listen, though, when you see Lindor at 340, these guys don't look at, well, it's $34 million a year, or Tatis is $24 million a year. Tatis is $24 million a year. Carlos, you'd be making more than Tatis. Yeah, for 5 years. What about the other 5 years?
Well, Carlos, if you're great for 5 years, you can make another 28 to 30 million a year for the 5 years.
Well, I mean, look at Springer. He turned 31. That's what Carlos will be when this thing's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, Springer turned 31. Guess what he made? 25 a year, which is pretty damn good.
The disconnect between reality in terms of what's smart for a baseball team to do and what a player believes he should get, it's sometimes the gulf is so wide. It's kind of like who's living in reality. Yeah. Like we've talked about it ad nauseum, Carlos. Why would any team want to give you 10 years at 26 or 25 plus when you've shown? First of all, you haven't shown to be that player. Durability-wise or performance-wise, why is any team thinking that way about you? And it makes me think, why are you thinking that way about yourself? Other than you're looking at other players who, you know, don't get injured, although Tatis would be the exception. Guys who stay healthy, who produce. You're not Lindor. You're not Trout. Why are you asking for deals in length similar?
That's the key. Here's the deal. When you turn down 125 over 5 years, and God forbid he gets injured. God forbid he gets injured, because that's just more ammo for all the teams. And it's not just the Astros, Carlos. Somebody might be dumb and pay him. If he gets this is not a hope in any way, shape, or form. I want to see Carlos do well. I want to see Carlos have a huge year. It helps our team. And I give that man his money. I don't care. As long as he's worth it, give that man his money. But if he doesn't hit this year or he gets injured again, Carlos is going to find that, I mean, there's going to be a much more limited marketplace out there for him, especially when Story's out there and Seager's out there and Baez is out there.
Really, Carlos Correa, even if he had a great year and played, what would be a good number?
Well, he's got the exact same OPS as Lindor.
I'm saying he has a great year and plays 145 games.
If he plays 145 games, I'm
still not giving a 10-year deal, because that would be the outlier for you. And you've been in the league how long now? And that'd be your outlier, not the consistent thing.
No, right.
I still be feeling queasy about giving him a long-term deal.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially when you're talking about huge numbers.
And you're talking about a contract year. He has a great year. Although I feel like the baseball thing, having a contract year, seems weird to me, only because it feels like you're kind of solitary at the plate. Pressure would seem like it would hamper you. But I don't know how that the psychological thing works in baseball.
It doesn't work with him. He's best in pressure situations.
Certainly, but people are like, well, it's a contract year, so the guy's playing well. I feel like with baseball, that's a weird thing, because you're just out there by yourself on the plate. So I don't know how contract years affect you and make you play better. I'm not sure in baseball, but I still would say it's 1 year. I'm gonna devote 10 years of payroll to you for 1 year of this.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he has had other years.
No, but
he's had.
But
years.
What he's requesting, what type of numbers?
Again, his OPS is the same as Lindor. He's getting 34.
Well, Lindor is always available.
Always available. Always. 1029 ESPN 97.5. That's the big difference. But maybe Carlos has turned a corner if he stays healthy. But if he stays healthy. 1030 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Did I say, I was saying Tyler Boyd, wasn't I? That's the, I was thinking of the wide receiver.
That's the Bengals wide receiver?
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. Actually, he now pitches for the Tigers.
Oh, two sports stars.
Well, Matthew Boyd really does pitch for the Tigers. Anyway, that's the guy that the Astros were looking at. I said Tyler Boyd, wasn't I? Yeah, I meant Matthew Boyd. I apologize. So what do you think of Bubba Wallace?
Well, if the story is, you mean as a driver or the current story around him?
The current story.
Well, the current story is Bubba Wallace is out in front on the vaccine and the discussion about whether you take it or not. Because if you miss the Johnson & Johnson is slowing down and they're not giving out the vaccine currently.
Well, apparently it's creating blood clots.
Like six out of however many people. I forgot.
Six out of 6 million or something?
Yeah, that was enough for them to shut it down.
Now,
right?
Somebody tweeted us today and said his doctor called him and said, you need to take aspirin every day to thin your blood so that you, if you had the Johnson & Johnson shot, so that you don't have any blood clotting.
I guess that would.
I guess there's a chance now that you will.
You hear about the six, so everyone starts to wonder. Bubba Wallace, he's continued to talk about the vaccine, and he spoke out about hesitancy. He's saying that seeing that they are taking a pause and doing more research and figuring out what other avenues they need to go down to make this perfect, it just gives you reassurance. So he doesn't appear to be someone that's allowing the Johnson & Johnson stuff to keep him from taking it. Richard Petty, I guess his team owner, I talked to my doctor and he highly recommended that I go ahead and get the shot. Richard Petty said that. So Bubba Wallace, apparently they're going to get the Pfizer vaccine, that team. I mean, I wrote, my headline was, "Is Bubba Wallace ain't for the culture." Because the culture is supremely hesitant in some cases about the virus, about taking the vaccine.
No, I never heard that.
Have you not seen how NBA players have reacted?
I actually thought you were not part of our culture. If you
want our culture? Yeah, you're part of the culture?
The culture.
You took the
shot. Yeah, I know, but they thought it was okay. It was okay for me because I'm a
Greek? Italian?
Shade.
No, it's not. That has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
But yeah, there has been some hesitancy among some African-American athletes to either talk about the virus or to take it. Others have said, yeah, we're going to take it. It's just it has just been a topic of conversation about, I don't know. I remember I told you the joke that the guy had because Andrew Wiggins said, I'm not taking it. And some guy goes, we finally found the shot he wouldn't take. So I don't know why I have some reasons why it's a thing. Just not going to get into it on this show. I'm not here for your jokes right now, so I'm not going to talk about it. But Bubba Wallace seems to be one who says, no, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. And my next shot is, obviously, once again, the caveat is do what you like. No one's saying you have to if you don't want to. But if you want to, there are clear opportunities to take it. My next shot, I think, is on the 29th. And then I'm going to be partying. Time to party.
That's right.
Go out and do stuff.
Yeah.
Hang out. Do more stuff.
You going to go do all that?
I'm going to do a lot of stuff.
You're going to do all this stuff?
Yeah.
Because you're? Because
I'm back. Because I got the vaccine.
So it's party time for you.
Yeah, and by party time, I mean,
go home and eat lunch and take a nap.
Yeah, same party I've been in the last year plus.
Man, this Yu Chang, apparently he's an infielder for the Cleveland Indians. He made an error. He threw a ball in against the he was taking on the White Sox, and he threw a ball and it hit the runner, and it allowed the winning run to score. And since then, he's getting hate mail, Asian hate mail. What is this country? What is?
Are you asking if this country is screwed up?
I mean, but I can't understand. I just can't. I can't understand attacking these women who are alleged victims of Deshaun Watson. I can't understand just beating random Asian people up. I just don't. Is your hatred runs that deep that a guy makes an error and you have to threaten him and call him?
Yeah, he put him up on his Twitter account. And they're ugly. I mean, you can go to, he's got a unique at username at YU the Soldier Boy. But if you just type in Yu Chang, you'll be able to find it. And he put up the comments he got that are on Instagram, and he goes, you know, some of them are nice effing throw, you Asian bleeping R word, you effing SARS Corona virus MFR. Some guy with like over 2,200 followers. I guess he's a fitness guy from the picture. Is the one where I said Nick DeFilippo is the one with the nice
DeFilippo
with the nice effing throw, you Asian effing R word. So yeah, he just put him up there and he goes, look, I accept all comments. Everyone has their freedom of speech, but these racist comments are not necessary. Criticize the man for the throw, I guess. Even that's a little weird. It's one throw in a baseball game. You need to go at him on Twitter or Instagram and take a shot at him in a baseball game early in the season. It was not even a game that cost you a playoff series. It's a regular season game. Yeah. And inside the story, it talks about how anti-Asian racism has grown significantly over the last year as hate crimes against Asian Americans increased by nearly 150% in major cities. Yeah, so certainly an uptick.
What about Wiener McPeener?
I don't want to read what Wiener McPeener said.
I mean,
because I don't
know. Fix your blank eyes, yeah. And you can throw the ball straight, jerk off.
Can you say that?
Like, jerk off?
Nah.
Well,
I don't know if you can say that. You can. Maybe you probably can, yeah. Considering what Fred
people
says.
Say the
right
J off.
I mean, Fred will call people D-weed, so
yeah.
I'm assuming. You didn't use it as a sexual
but wait,
thing.
Your name is Wiener McPeener.
Well, it's obviously a thing he created so he could do stuff, send stuff like that to people. McPeener, even. I'm Wiener McPeener.
Somebody's after Nick DeFilippo.
Yeah, I bet. That guy used his real name.
Yeah.
And has somewhat of a following on Instagram.
Yeah, and guess what? He's catching it now.
Well, as well he should. What I censored is what he actually wrote is ridiculous.
Yeah, people.
You don't look. People are like, Dale, why are you so? Why do you not like people? This is people.
Well, that's not most people. Honestly,
this is people. You don't people. Look, I don't have the time to figure out
people.
I don't have the time to figure out who would do this and who wouldn't. It's just easier not to hang out with people.
It's easier not to
have to figure out who is like this and who isn't.
Hmm.
And you just cut it off at the knees. I'm just going to go home. I don't need to find who Wiener McPeener is and figure out if he's an a-hole or not.
No, his name and Twitter is Wiener McPeener. Guess what? He's an a-hole.
But Wiener McPeener is someone in real life who's not using that name. And so I don't need to figure out that your alter ego is Wiener McPeener. You know what? I don't have time for that. I'm just going to avoid you.
Yeah.
All of you, mostly.
But there is a guy on Twitter, Barry
McLaughner?
McCockner, I think his name is.
Is that? Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's pretty funny, though, sometimes.
Yeah, I don't mind. So, I don't mind.
McPeener, though, I'm not
I don't mind. I don't remember Barry using the terminology I had to clean up to attack someone. Maybe he has. I don't know. Yes, he's sometimes funny. But still. Isn't it much easier to not deal with people?
Yes, it's much easier.
Like, you don't want to have to differentiate who good people are. Like, you got your circle of guys, right? The guys you know.
Yeah.
They may say some off-color stuff, but everyone does that. But they're not attacking the Cleveland infielder
exactly.
Because he made a bad throw.
Exactly.
They're not going to do that.
Right. Right. Well, my friends don't say anything inappropriate ever.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
How can they be your friends if they didn't do that?
I think they leave that up to me.
You know, you're the entertainment, okay.
Yes.
Oh, John said it.
John's here.
John's doing his thing again.
We don't need to say anything inappropriate.
Because he'll say it all.
I'll say it. He'll say it on the radio. He might as well. I would imagine y'all say it in private, too.
I know we do a job where we're criticizing, and look, we're not that nice to Cal. But adding some player who made a mistake and dropping your hate on him, why?
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 What Raheel used to say. Is your life that good that's what you got time for?
That you ran to
this
Twitter?
This is what you have time for?
To attack a person who's one of the best at his job, even though he made the error. This dude is one of the best baseball players in the world, relatively to when you compare him to everyone else in the world. He's one of the best guys doing it, and he made a mistake, and you decide to run to Twitter or Instagram and take your shot. What's the matter with you?
This is what your life is, too? All right. 10:42, 10:43 now on ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. We're going to do News of the Weird coming your way next. That's Never Miss Radio.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We found out, before we get to that, we found out that the one victim, alleged victim of Deshaun Watson that... is no longer going to be in the lawsuit. She said she was worried about security and privacy concerns. And that is going to be the case with all of them. They're going to have idiots like we were talking about. They're going to have death threats like, which Ashley...
Solis
has had. And they're going, obviously, their privacy concerns, they're not no longer going to be, their names are no longer going to be hidden, so that they will have issues with idiots. So I could certainly see where that would be. She said, you know, it's not about whether or not he did it or what, but it's about, I don't want to go through it. And I certainly, that certainly is something that. And but everybody's like, oh, see, now that we've revealed her name, she, well, maybe she just wants to, she doesn't want to have her life threatened. Maybe that's the
and
case.
And probably not the one time.
Yeah.
And it likely doesn't end at, I'm going to do this to you. It's the vile things you're going to hear from people who are, like, attacking you, who don't know you. And it's just, like, if we take her at a word and what she said happened, then you're victimized twice.
Yeah.
And some people don't want to do that.
And maybe that's a big reason why they're not reported criminally, sexual assaults.
Yeah.
Aren't reported criminally because your life gets turned upside down. But neither here nor there. Time to talk about the news of the weird. Hey, China has launched a hotline, Del, to report online comments that distort history or deny its cultural excellence.
Huh.
Yes.
So if you say something unflattering about the history of China, people will have snitch on you.
You got snitches, and you're going to get stitches.
How are they giving a reward if you tell?
Well, and then there's that too. Any online comments that defame the ruling Communist Party and its approved description of history ahead of the party's upcoming 100th anniversary. Be reported and they will be dealt with.
I would say they'd be more successful in their ratting out or getting people to rat others out by offering a reward. Mm-hmm. Like if you pay, look, and it leads me to this question: what's your number? Let's say the state of Texas got some bad press because of, you know, the ice storm, and let's say the governor says, you know what, anyone who says something bad about me will be dealt with publicly and immediately. And I'm giving you anyone a reward who rats him out for a viable, true account of negative talk. What's your number for ratting out someone you know?
$20.
$20? That's all it would take?
30.
God, you're cheap.
I mean,
$30?
$30 I wouldn't have had otherwise.
So someone you know, I'm not talking about some
you
random.
You better not be talking bad about.
Random you hear on the street. Someone you know, you would rat him out for $30.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what'd they say?
What if they made a joke about? Nah, I'm not gonna say.
See?
It. What if they just said his response to the ice storm was terrible? You would rat him out for $30 for that?
What? You know what? Don't be recklessly talking about our government.
I hope we never get occupied by a foreign power. You would immediately be one of the sympathizers.
Don't be reckless with our government.
You'd be a sympathizer. What do they call those people? There's a word for when they
snitches?
No. When a foreign power comes and occupies your land and you immediately side with them. I forgot what it's called. You'd be one of those
sympathizer.
People. Sympathizer. Yeah, you're a sympathizer. And there's another word for it, but I forgot what it is.
Right.
You'd immediately be them.
Well, it depends. How much am I
getting
paid?
You're a snitch. $20?
$30. Maybe.
That doesn't even cover one of your lunches.
Somebody snitched on a Jordanian website. They're being investigated. Apparently, they did a cartoon where they have, or a picture where at the Last Supper, Salt Bay is there, and he's salting up Jesus' dinner.
And the word's collaborator.
You'd
be a collaborator.
I'd be a collaborator.
That seems sacrilegious.
It does seem sacrilegious, and actually they're being investigated and may be facing criminal charges.
I think anything associated with Salt Bay should be investigated. It's not
Salt
enough.
Bay?
Enough of him
is
already.
He that big?
It's still a thing.
Is Salt Bay that
this
big?
This has been going on for years now.
I mean, in Jordan, they know who Salt Bay is?
I just think maybe his run should be over.
I know. I mean, at least he didn't have Jesus, the meat hanging over. No,
he wasn't feeding Jesus some meat.
No, I mean, that just doesn't seem like that just doesn't seem right. And it wasn't. Apparently, a thief was robbing a Queen's frozen yogurt shop and he brought his kids along.
Ooh,
yeah. It shows a thief breaking a window of a frozen yogurt shop, takes some items from inside. His two young children stand by and even hold a light to aid in the robbery.
Oh, family!
And they're
crime.
Little, like 8 years old, seven, 8 years
Do
old.
Do you think his excuse would be, "Look, my kids are hungry"? Like that old thing. You're gonna throw someone in jail for stealing food for their children? They just wanted some frozen yogurt.
They wanted the toppings. So, Dad, apparently, he did it. Just for toppings.
Because I imagine when they're closed, they put all the frozen yogurt away. If it's one of those places where you're scooping. Some places have like dispensers.
Goodness gracious.
I would say not worth it. And then you brought your kids along. So you have witnesses. You know the kids are going to hold up under questioning.
Well, and there's a video.
Yeah, there's all
rolling, rolling on them
the whole time. You can't even pretend that it's not you.
And they all run
away. Was that you, sir? No. Do you have two small children? Well, yeah.
They were easily found.
Terrible. Bad criminal.
Apparently, an Aldi. You know what Aldi is? It's a food store.
Yeah. There's one near my house.
A Sydney couple received a fright when they discovered a rare venomous snake in a bag of supermarket lettuce.
It's Australia. Of course there's a snake in your lettuce.
That's
it's Australia.
This is a snake.
That's not a knife. Now, this is a knife. Of course there's a snake. It's Australia. There's everything there can kill you.
Yeah. Everything. Don't live in Australia if you don't want snakes in your salad.
It seems like a beautiful place from all the images I see from people who go there, but nah.
Move.
It's dangerous.
Japan has a proposition, Dell. They would like to join a joint naval drill with Germany. Didn't they do this already?
Ooh, that's not... Would America immediately step in and go, excuse me, we're going to need you to not recreate things from the past. It didn't go well for us the first time you tried that.
Didn't you two join up before?
Do you have a special name for it? Would you like to call it the Axis? If you're one of the allies, you go, guys, look, I know Japan, you're our allies now, and even Germany's our allies now. But guys, none of this. Just for our own, just to make us feel good. Let's not.
Yeah. Aledo, Texas is having some problems, Dell. It says that the independent school district says it has disciplined students for a social media group chat where the students pretended to bid on black classmates.
Oh, gosh.
And they used the racial slur and then auction.
Oh, boy.
And they bid between $1 and $100 for classmates.
So this was only a class, like a student sponsored thing or something they put together. It wasn't like brought to the forefront by a teacher, right? Because that's normally what we hear, and the teacher has to get fired. This is just the kids got together on Zoom.
Yeah, and they just had a little auction.
If you're one of they use the slur, the N-word, to describe, to name it.
Yeah.
You think any of is it mostly a white school, and they thought it'd be funny? Is that what it is? I don't know the demographics of Aledo, Texas, so.
It said he's tired of hearing of racial incidents in schools. They're just bad jokes. It's just kids. They're just playing. They don't know any better.
How old are they? They should know better.
Joe Jessup is a parent of a ninth grader.
They know better.
They know better. It just seems like that's in 2021. Just seems like that's a bad idea to have an auction.
And the excuse that they don't know better is not a great one.
No, they're just kids.
It's just jokes.
They're just playing.
Who thinks it's funny? Who outside of that group of kids thought it was funny?
Oh, that's it. 10:56, ESPN 97.5. Charlie Pullo up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.